Thank you, brothers, for accepting this invitation to this podcast. As we know, the name is Benching in the Kitchen, and it's about bringing brothers and sisters in Christ and highlighting and giving insights about what they do to exercise their faith and how they feed their faith to remain strong and connected to the vine. If you don't mind, could you give us your names for the audience to get to know you?
My name is Samuel.
My name is Shamire.
Welcome, guys. Thank you so much. As this podcast was inspired by the Holy Spirit and friends, one of the verses that God inspired me to, you know, talk to you guys about and get your perspective came from Philippians 2:12, which I'm going to read to you guys. And then I'll just give you each one of you guys time to explain your perspective. It reads, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. As you hear this verse, you know, each one of you can take your time. Let me know what you understand from this verse.
Personally, I believe it just means that you're working with God to make your salvation in a sense, and it's just like working hard with God and even though He was there with them, now He's not. Like you really have to do it more because like the temptations of the world and other stuff like that.
Thank you.
Well, I split it into a couple of sections. So the first section was, you have always obeyed. So it was Paul speaking to the people of Philemon, I think, admonishing them to always obey as they've always done in the past, showing that their actions have always been in the past. So like, once you've received Christ, you must always work at your salvation. And it is a continuous thing until salvation is completed, either through rapture or when God calls you when you die. But also I took out the idea of workout, and you also mentioned it in the introduction of your podcast when we talk about people planning to go to the gym, I go to the gym, I have a gym book, I plan my workouts, what weight I will use, my nutrition. And we should also likewise plan our salvation in God. And Paul also talks about being an athlete and running the race. And we have to run our race to heaven, which is the ultimate goal. And then the one thing I questioned was why it ended with fear and trembling. And it was the idea of, you could lose something, but you could lose salvation. But the idea of fear and trembling doesn't mean that you have to be petrified, but it is a constant reminder in your mind. Like if you were working to achieve a specific physique and someone offered you a cake, you wouldn't be afraid of the cake, but you'd remember, oh, I'm on a diet, I can't do this. So likewise with salvation, if you are tempted with sin, it's not that you fear the sin, but you have a reminder in your mind that I can't do this because I value my relationship with Jesus more than filling my own earthly desires.
Thank you for that perspective. A little bit about you guys. I found you guys on Instagram, and I took a look at your podcast and your mission, and that's why I was so motivated. Every person that I bring in an interview, I always pray and I say, Lord, you send me the people you want me to interview, because this is not about me, this is about you. And you guys just came to my heart because two reasons. You're not in the United States, you're actually in England. And I want to show people that Christianity is worldwide. We all have different perspectives, but I want to motivate everybody. So I want to motivate people from England to realize this is a daily workout. This is something we need to do daily. You know, we need to get into scripture and we need to practice it. We need to be doers of the word and hearers of the word, not just hearers of the word. So thank you guys for coming on and giving audience your perspective, your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Could you guys tell me a little bit about you, your name, where do you work, if you're married, if you have kids, and what church do you guys attend to?
Okay, my name, well, my full name is Oluwa Shamire, which means God has favored me, and I'm Yoruba, so I was born in Nigeria and then moved over to England when I was 3. So I basically lived and grew up in England, and that's all I've really known. And I'm 16. I'm 16 in college, still living with my parents and my sisters. I don't have a job for now, but I'm really interested in music. I like music and play the clarinet, the drums, and I also play basketball a lot. My local church is Peace House Parish, part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God body, so RCCG, and it has different churches bodies all over the world, and it is headed by a really powerful pastor that I admire, Pastor Adeboye, and I really like his work. And I've always been in a Christian family, but I came to really accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior near the end of last year. And I don't know, it just clicked inside me. Like, I've always heard about Jesus, but do you know what I mean? You never really take it into consideration until you understand it, and then you really know inside the Holy Spirit has changed you. That's a bit about me.
So my name is Samuel Isabel. I'm also 16. I grew up in England. So my church is Hope Community Church in Stoke-on-Trent, and my pastor's name is Ian. I don't have kids, of course, because I'm a bit too young. I also play basketball with Shamira. That's how we actually met. And I've always been a Christian. My parents, they first introduced me to Christ, along with me and my brother as well. And we've all grown up in a Christian family, and we've always gone to church and just, you know, worship the Lord. Maybe about 6 months ago, I really started to, you know, like, read the Bible more and start to, like, you know, just take my, like, Christianity more serious. Like, I would say I was more of a lukewarm Christian rather than like active. I'd read my Bible, but like I kind of get lazy with it sometimes, and like that's why like you started this podcast, just to, you know. Yeah,
I honestly didn't know your age, which is okay. I think it's amazing you guys are young. I'm actually 36, but I'm so happy to see a new generation, you know, surrendering their lives to Jesus, knowing that a new generation is coming in early. Man, you guys are going to have this great purpose of bringing, you know, fellow people of your age, because you're going to encounter people in your age. They're lost, especially right now with this isolation. You know, you can give them the hope they need. You're going to guide them to the one who you've been guided to. So I just want to inspire you to continue to pursue this deep personal relationship with Jesus. So thank you guys for that, for sharing. I know one of you guys briefly touched on when did your relationship with Jesus begin. We talked about it, but I didn't hear from the other one. If you can tell us briefly, when do you think it just solidified and you said, you know what, He is Lord and King of my life?
I mean, I can't remember the day, but as the beginning of this year, I started taking it seriously, fasting, praying, asking God to come into my life, to really have a relationship with Him and understand Him, not just to go to church and read devotions, read the Bible as a routine thing, but to have a personal relationship with God.
I started maybe 6 or 7 months ago, where I would like just start like regularly praying, fasting, and reading the Bible more. And just because like I felt like I wanted that relationship with God, because I'd seen my parents, what they had, and I'd be like, when will I get this? Like, when will I like get this relationship? So I started, you know, actively seeking for it.
Let's talk about daily routines. What do you guys do to, you know, get closer to God? So first thing in the morning when you wake up, what is the first thing you do?
Well, the first thing I do is pray, thank God for seeing another day, to be able to breathe. And then I read a devotion called UCB by United Christian Broadcast, and they do a daily devotion, and they have like an adult one and then a more adolescent one, which I read, I pray about. And also I started something this year called Bible in a Year. So I try and read, the objective is to read the Bible in a year, and it's split into two. So you have the New Testament and the Old Testament. In the morning is the Old Testament, New Testament is in the afternoon. And I try, I read the Bible, and then not just read it, but to think about it, to pray about what I've learned. And then usually after that, we have the family devotion, which as a family, we'll look at another devotion. So there's another one called ODB, Our Daily Bread. There's also Open Heavens, there's a teen and adult. And as a family, we'll pray, we'll discuss what we learned, discuss what we prayed, what it means to us, and share each other's ideas and grow in the faith. And another thing that I usually do is I also read Billy Graham's devotion. I'm a huge fan of Billy Graham, what he did, and his missionary work and evangelism to huge crowds of people, bringing them into Christ. So I like to look, go on his website, go on his Instagram post, see things that they've posted. And then the final thing we do in the day is Keys for Kids, which is a really good devotion for children, because I'm the oldest of my siblings, so I've got younger siblings, and it tells the story of a story to learn. It tells about Jesus through a story, so it might teach us about forgiveness or obedience, but it will be through a story, and it will link so beautifully. It's actually really interesting.
So what I do in the morning, I wake up and then I pray, and then I give, like, I thank the Lord that, like, you know, I woke up, and I just say, like, I thank the Lord for everything that, like, I can remember from yesterday, and also I ask the Lord to, like, help me throughout my day and keep me on, like, a straight and narrow path and not lead me into temptation. And then I also read, like, a scripture that I just, like, feel that the Lord is giving me. Like, so I normally pray before I read. I ask, like, the Lord to show me a scripture, and that, then, like, kind of just feel a scripture that comes to me. And then I open the Bible app and just read the verse of the day, and just, like, kind of talk about it to myself in a sense, and, like, interpret it in a way that I can just, like, use it throughout my day. And that's about it.
That's so cool. I'm just sitting here mesmerized, because I love different people listening, and that's, you know, I'm a guy that listens and hears between the lines and between the spaces, and it's so cool to hear, you know, it happens everywhere, and that's just confirmation that He is alive and He drives our lives. I just thank you guys for sharing that. It's so cool. What is it about scripture, prayer, that drives you guys to read it? What do you guys find fascinating about?
For me, I read a scripture. I have a Bible, an annotated Bible. So you would read, like the Philippians that we read, it would then link onto other pages. And I love how the complexity of the Bible, even though you may read it one day and it means something, like I've gone through the Bible verse, but then I reread it again just before the podcast to refresh my mind, and it means something completely different to you, and for the neighbor next to you it might mean something completely different. So how God speaks through His word to deliver a specific message. And also when you be reading devotions or the Bible passage, you feel, oh, that's really speaking to me. Maybe you were struggling with something and you happen to read a Bible passage that speaks directly about that situation, and how God works through his word is very miraculous.
Yeah. When I normally, like, read, like, a scripture, like, I don't know what it is, I can't really describe it. I just have a feeling in my heart, and it just resonates with me. So, like, I always read a scripture, and I just can always find how it can help someone. It may not necessarily be me in general. Like, I'll read a scripture, and then, probably maybe, like, an hour later, someone will, like, message me, and then I'll remember that scripture, and it'll help me to give advice or do something else with it. And just, yeah. And, like, the way that, like, certain things are just, are different in like every situation. Like, it can be like the same scripture, but it just be like a different meaning in like a certain situation that you just live throughout your life. That's what I just love about it.
I want to ask you if you guys have a favorite verse. What's your definition of that verse? What's your understanding, and why is that your favorite verse, the one you go to, or something that helps you throughout the day?
My favorite verse is Malachi 6:8. and is, what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. And that verse came, was the motto of my high school, and they drilled it into our head every single day. That it eventually did become my favorite verse, and I eventually fell in love with it because it divides what it means to follow Christ, and it divides what it means to be, to have a relationship with God, into three actions: to love mercy. So the first way that we should act should be merciful to other people, merciful in how we act and how we behave, and then we should walk humbly. And it says God brings up the humble, so we should also act in a humble way to God and to others around us, and to walk with God. To the idea that Christianity is a journey that you walk with God, and you invite God as the person who leads you. And I just try, I read this verse every day and try and follow it every day.
So my, like, my favorite verse is Luke 18 verse 14, which is the one who exalts himself. The one who, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I feel like it's really, really, really relevant in today's society as well. And just to remind yourself, not to be flashy, and not to be just that person who's just always just in other people's faces, and just being arrogant and egotistical in a sense. Just to be a good person and just be kind and everything. It was really relevant back then, because at the if you read the whole passage, it's actually about the tax collector and the Pharisee. It was really relevant back then, since the tax collector was the one who was humbled in the presence of God, but the Pharisee was at least I'm not the tax collector. And so that's why it's my favorite verse.
Thank you guys for sharing those verses. Besides scripture, is there anything else you guys are reading? Maybe books or movies or devotionals, music? What else are you feeding your body to be in tune with Christ?
For me, I'm a huge music lover. Anything with a beat, or especially rap or R&B, anything with a beat, anything that I can listen to, I really enjoy. So also the radio, TBN radio and Premier Christian Radio is what I really enjoy. And just hearing other people's testimonies, other preachings by people you don't know, other songs that you've never heard of, is really enlightening. And for me, songs is just is my go-to to worshiping or to praying or to doing anything.
Yeah, I'm also a really keen musician. So I normally because I play in my worship band at church, I normally to just play songs for the Lord, and also listen to songs that are just really good, that resonate on the Lord, with me, Lord. On UCB, their songs are really good, and Premier Praise. I also like to listen to preaching. I try to listen to a preaching every once a week maybe. Recently I've been listening to Billy Graham, and also T.D. Jakes as well.
Now let's talk about the end of the day. Everything is done, you guys are done with every activity you need to do. What is the last thing you do before you close your eyes and you're laying in bed?
Mine is to say thank you for the day that happens. And then the prayer that I always say is, God, Holy Spirit, make my life your dwelling place, because you're nothing without the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit working in you, you're just wandering the earth, just waiting for the day of death. But when you have the Holy Spirit, you have so much more insight, so much more purpose to do His good work, to work out our salvation. Without the Holy Spirit, we have no purpose in life. Do you know what I mean? And then also, I plan for the next day and try to speak to someone try to speak to someone new about Jesus, saying Jesus loves you. That's what I do at the end of the day.
I go through like a routine, in a sense. Not really a routine, but like I have this thing where it's an acronym called ACTS, where I adore the Lord, then I confess all of my sins that I can remember that I did today, and then I thank the Lord, and then I ask the Lord for like to help me for tomorrow, and then I also read the Bible once again one more time and just like ask the Lord for a scripture that I can just just kind of think about before I sleep, and then that's it really.
What is one area that you guys are looking to surrender, and why? Something you're working on that you want?
For me, it's what I put in my head and what I do when I'm idle. So obviously I like music, but in the world that we live in now, sometimes the more worldly music that doesn't glorify God sometimes happens to end up on my playlist, and I'll listen to it and I'll know if it has cursing or doesn't glorify God. Sometimes I try and avoid these stuff, but sometimes it can be difficult. And also what the things that I watch, so like the films and the comedies that I watch, not always glorify God. So to prioritize what I put inside of me at all times to glorify God.
For me, it's not always taking opportunity to like tell someone about the Lord. Like I'll have a conversation with someone, and then I'll think back at that conversation. I could have said something about the Lord to him. Like I could have tried to help them, like giving them a scripture or something. But like, and I also like also same with Shamire. I do sometimes listen to like worldly music, and like I should like reduce it, but like sometimes it's just hard to, because because we do live in this world, and like, and it's hard to like, you know, like separate yourself from the like the worldly stuff, and like watching movies that aren't necessarily like the Lord would be pleased with, or like listening to music, or just even like just like. Like the stuff that we act, the way that we act in a way as well.
Correct. And you know, it is a work in progress, brother, so don't give up. Keep on trying and keep on praying, and always align yourself with Jesus, and you'll see a victory. You know, the victory comes from that, from obedience. You know, I'll share something with you so you can, you know, push on and get motivated to continue. You know, sometimes even no words is better than words. You know, in cases where we're sharing with Jesus, you know, I want to share Jesus with everybody else, but sometimes it doesn't come, you know, it's like, oh man, I messed up. But it is also about how we act, you know, that's why it tells us, go be a witness of me. So that includes our behavior, our mannerisms, how we respond to others, you know, even holding the door for a lady to walk in. That's a representative of Jesus. That's a servant. So it's our servitude that comes out. So sometimes you may think that you didn't talk about Jesus, but you represented Jesus. That person left saying, there is something different about that man. There's a, you know, something different about the young man. It's Jesus. So, you know, don't be too discouraged. There's, of course, opportunities where we're going to miss it out. But in the most part, we're called to be witnesses. You know, also in regards to like secular music, I try not too much, but it also leaks in. But what I try to look at when I did that is it's trying to recap and saying, okay, Lord, they're all image bearers. You created every single human and creature on this world. What message was of you in this thing? What is this person crying out? How they're asking for God, or what message came from you? So, you know, it's not to justify it, but when I do that, it's saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to surrender this to you. Teach me from this. Why did I have to listen to this? Why did I, you know, why did you allow me to listen to this, you know, in pushing forward? So, but thank you guys for sharing. I just want to, you know, motivate you to continue to push on.
Thank you.
How important is community to you guys? And especially right now, right? We're isolated. I think we're in different countries, but at the same time, we're dealing with the same virus. And I think God is working through this amazingly. We just can't see it yet, and we'll see the results. But how important it is for you to have friends and be a friend to others?
Community is a very important thing. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the brethren. So especially during this time of quarantine, we've seen the use of the internet explode for God's work. So there's the we in church, we have our normal service, and then we have like Bible study on some nights, and we've seen a higher intern Bible study due to the fact people do not have the excuse to say, oh, I just came back from work, so I couldn't drive all the way down to church. But with the visual service, most people join in because they're already in their comfort of their home. So I found during this lockdown, especially community in church has really increased, and then also community outside of church has also been able to reflect on the relationships that you have, and also reflect on the relationships that you would like with other people. And you really appreciate what you have until it's been paused for a period of time, and then you're able to reflect on relationships and where you want to take it. Yeah,
community is really important as well, because like how do I say this, like without community you're not really like just you're alone in a sense, like you just like lost. Like it's really good to have a community, because you have like different people bring different things, and you can support each other in different ways, and like help the surrounding people as well. Like my church, we also have our like web series on for our church, and like, that we're continuing, and it's good to see that a lot of people have come, and also like my church has continued to like help around in the community, even though it has been hard. Like we're still like saving up for like our food banks and stuff, and it's just really good to have like a community to help, because like without a community you're lost and you're alone, and it can be hard for a lot of people.
It can, you know, even God is not alone. He has the Holy Spirit and Jesus to be with him, right? It's a triune God. So we're never meant to be alone. We're supposed to be with one another. One nugget of wisdom you guys can leave behind for the listeners. What could that be?
Mine would be Jesus. Only Jesus can save you, and only Jesus offers redemption, and redemption is only found through him. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you think you've done wrong, Jesus will always love you for who you are, and just accept him, and your life will change dramatically for the better.
Put your worries like to God. Like, God will sort it out. Like even at your worst, like the lowest point, like God will sort it out. He hears your cries. Even if you don't think he hears them, he honestly does.
Thank you guys. Great wisdom. You know, surrender your life to him, give him all your worries. You know, it's like giving your baggage to him, and you know, your weight will be light. I want to give you guys a room to talk about your podcast. I know it's called The Narrow Way. Tell me how the name come about. Invite listeners to hear you out. What do you guys talk about? You know, just free space for you guys to talk about your podcast.
Well, our podcast, the idea of the podcast came from Sam, I read in a devotion that in the world that we live now today, people do not opt to always are worried about, they never have the opportunity to preach to people, to always speak to people. So I started putting stuff on my Snapchat stories, and Sam saw it and said, why don't we try and put it in a podcast? So we came up with The Narrow Way from Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14. And then we came up with the rhyming, because rhyming just sounded nice. So we came up with the idea of first introducing people to Jesus. And I do the speaking and the rhyming, and Sam makes the beats that you hear for the podcast. And he's also done an episode as well.
Yeah, I heard the beats. I might have to hire you guys to do some of mine, because sometimes I have a hard time putting them together. So I will definitely... we'll link up for that. Cool. Well, I'm really happy. Where can they find you guys? What venues are you guys connected to?
We use Anchor, but I believe we're on all platforms, Spotify as well. And so, yeah.
cool. And it's, but you guys are Dan Arrowway in every venue, so I motivate our listeners to search him up, find him on Instagram, find him on Spotify, Anchor, and it's an amazing time.
We're also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all, basically every podcast venue, and we'd really enjoy it if you listen to us and leave a comment in the messages. Thank you.
That'll be awesome. I will put a link on the description of this episode for everybody to, you know, click and have an opportunity to listen to another Christian podcast. And that's the thing, is we got to get different and fed from different areas. One of you guys mind closing us out in prayer, please?
Thank you, Lord, that you were able to bring us onto this podcast. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to also preach and also talk with our fellow brother. And we were also to be able to grow our audience and like gain a different perspective on all the word from all around the world. Even though we're not here physically together, we're here in spirit. And I thank you, Lord, that we were able to do this. I pray that we can do more of this stuff and grow the word of God around the world. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you guys for this time. Have a great day.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.